Now it's time for Rain and Shine, KVNF's regional weekly science update, where we explore how our planet works and how we work with the planet.
Let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees.
All right, friends, it's spring and it's been a long winter. I am counting the last 13 months of COVID as winter here. I know we are all excited to get outside again and get that spring cleaning done. And there's something really important to keep in mind as we do. My sister, Ursula Ostrander, brought it to my attention a few weeks back, and we wanted to share it with you today. When it comes to spring cleaning the garden and raking up the leaves on the lawn, don't do it yet. Just wait. Here's why. All those leaves in your grass and covering the ground are providing shelter to native butterflies and their larvae. When you rake up the leaves before temperature gets above 50 degrees every day and nights stay above freezing, you are inadvertently destroying the shelter that these little creatures and their babies need so that they can grow and grace our gardens in the summer. We've been hearing about a global decline in bees, and according to polls, between 90 to 99% of people know just how important bees and other pollinators are. This is a really good thing. The thing that people know less about is what's been going on with the butterflies. Especially here in the Southwest United States and Western Mexico, all species of native butterflies are struggling. The decline in butterfly populations has been rapid and steep. Most populations have plummeted over 80% since the 1980s, and iconic species like the big, beautiful orange and black monarch are down 99.9% below 1980 population levels. Our beautiful butterflies are on the verge of extinction. What's going on? Well, the same things that are threatening all wild creatures these days, how we humans care for and manage the land, the chemicals we spray on our lawns and gardens and crops, and a rapidly changing climate. In particular, warmer falls in the Southwest have hurt butterflies' ability to go into hibernation and have extended the time they are awake, but also a time when no food may be available, causing them to go hungry and not lay eggs or properly prepare for winter. Some butterflies, like the swallowtail, are moving north. But while they can move, the plants that they feed on may not commonly grow outside their traditional ranges, so there is often limited food for them to eat when they move. Furthermore, a common household herbicide like Roundup has been shown to drastically diminish the number of male monarchs born, further limiting the species' ability to reproduce. Getting into all the reasons why butterflies and all of our pollinators are struggling is frankly overwhelming. But there are things we can do, and when it comes to butterflies, our yards, farms, community gardens, and parks can be the difference between life and death. Scientists are finding that towns where people garden in a bee-safe manner, converting lawns and ornamentals to food plants, and not spraying pesticides, or town parks that are chemical-free and provide cooling shade and flowers, are safe havens for rapidly disappearing species of butterflies. We humans can provide food and shelter for them. And it's easy. We can plant plants that feed the butterfly. Milkweed is an amazing source of life for the monarchs, and fun fact, its silky seeds were used in life preservers in World War II and make a great stuffing for pillows. Other flowers like echinacea, salvia, bee balm, Queen Anne's lace, parsley, fennel, and carrots are all key species that butterflies need. Changing out part of your lawn or planting long grasses and pollinator gardens makes safe havens for migrating and seasonal butterflies. Not spraying herbicides or other harmful chemicals gives them a chance to reproduce. And finally, keeping those leaves in place for as long as possible makes it possible for our fine little flying friends to have shelter and a safe place for their eggs to hatch. Keeping those leaves in place through our unseasonably warm and windy spring this year will also help your soils stay moist. Bare soil gets hotter faster and loses its water content. Once the days are warmer and the nights no longer freeze, if you really need to, go ahead and rake those leaves. Just keep in mind that they make great compost, and that if you are not making compost, one of your neighbors or a nearby farmer likely is, and they would love to get those leaves. If you posted them on a message board, folks might even come and pick them up. So when you feel the urge to spring clean and you look at those brown leaves in your yard, instead of seeing leaf litter, think about the fact that leaving those leaves in place means you are doing your part to stop the extinction of one of our most beloved creatures by being a good host to many little butterfly nurseries. You've been listening to Rain and Shine, produced by KVNF's Corey Stanton and written and recorded by me, Calla Rose Ostrander. Submit your nature and science questions to rainshine@kvnf.org. And thanks for listening.